We're learning more about the victims of the massacre in Las Vegas. The gunman who fired on a crowd of concertgoers late Sunday night killed 59 people. They were mothers and fathers, husbands and wives. And they came to Las Vegas from all across the country. Here at Now's Peter O'Dowd is in the studio to tell us a little more about a couple of them. Peter, you've been learning about Sonny Melton, a registered nurse who was at the concert with his wife for their first wedding anniversary. What do we know about him?
Yeah, Sonny Melton was 29 years old. He was from Tennessee. He worked in a local emergency room at the hospital there. He was pretty new to the job, and we know that because he graduated from the Union University School of Nursing in 2015. The school put out a statement after his death and said that Sonny was energetic. He had a positive attitude that was infectious. They said you could not help but smile when you saw him. He was a natural choice for class president. The school said that nursing was Sonny's calling, and he served well as the hands and feet of Jesus. That's a Christian school. And I think that that was on display in his final moments because his wife, Heather, and remember, this, they're celebrating their first wedding anniversary, said that Sonny saved her life. When the gunshots started, he grabbed her. They started running. He was hit in the back, and he shielded her from the bullets.
Well, the local news station WSMV spoke with people who knew Sonny in his hometown of Big Sandy, Tennessee, and they said it was no surprise that he tried to protect his wife from the gunfire.
He loved her. You know, he would have done anything in the world. I mean, he would have done that for anybody. I mean, that was just, I think it was just second nature to him to do something like that.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I think he'd have done it for a complete stranger. It's just the kind of person he was.
And it was that willingness to help that may have cost him his life.
Yeah, I think Sonny is an example of what was happening that night. There's so many stories of strangers pulling injured people out of the gunfire by their arms and legs, you know, throwing their bodies on top of people they didn't even know to protect them from the gunfire. So for some of the people who did not make it out of that concert, I think that, you know, that will be part of their legacy.
We're also learning more about Rhonda LaRocque. Tell us about her.
Rhonda was 42. She's from Massachusetts. She was at the concert with her husband and her young daughter. The daughter, luckily, had just left the concert with her grandfather right before the shooting started. Her husband was not physically injured. He said that he thought Rhonda had ducked to escape the gunfire when she fell, but she didn't duck. She had actually been hit. Rhonda's half-sister, Jennifer Zelenski, was completely distraught when she spoke yesterday to the local NBC affiliate.
She was amazing. She was amazing. A great mom, great wife, great sister. She did what she could. She always had something nice to say when you needed it.
Rhonda was the oldest of four girls in her family. She was described as being the heart and soul of that family. And it's important to say her faith was important to her. She was a Jehovah's Witness. And a Facebook post from another sister of hers speaks to this. The sister said that she is paralyzed by this news. But she said, all I can do is turn to God's word for comfort, just as Rhonda would want me to do.
That's Here Now's Peter O'Dowd with more on some of the victims of the Las Vegas massacre. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.